Okay, good morning. The Parakeet in Torah, we're up to number 37, there's number 37, which is no say ba'ol im chavero. No say ba'ol chavero means you carry a burden or you carry a yoke with others. It's generally, of course, a wonderful midah to not only sympathize with somebody else's plight, but to actually assist the person and do whatever you can to help the person with his particular or her particular burden to the extent that you can. So included in Nosa V'Chaver is a simple thing to help somebody with their groceries. Sounds a little unusual, but to help somebody carrying heavy packages. You see somebody struggling with something, you offer it to help if you're able to do so. So that's on a simple level, Nosa V'Chaver. On an emotional level, it means to be supportive of somebody else who is going through a difficult time, or supportive of somebody else who's going through a good time. You know, to share in the simcha of other people. That's a different type of an ol. It's not a burden in the sense of something troublesome, but it is something the person carries and the yoke the person has. It's a positive thing, but to be misameach with others also. In the realm of Torah, in the realm of learning, to share your knowledge with other people. Okay, you can sometimes, whether it's a Torah advice or general advice, a person can sometimes assist somebody else by giving him a perspective. And I think that that's important here in terms of our discussion regarding Kenyan Torah, because what it means is that you can always find something which perhaps Chazal say, you can put in a good word, you can cheer a person up. All the above can be done, not physically carrying packages, that's not done through Torah, but I mean the idea of sympathizing with another person or sharing his sorrow and his joy can be done by sometimes sharing an appropriate vart, an appropriate thought. Tell them how the Gemara deals with this or the Torah deals with this, even in this crisis that we're currently in. So quite a number of people, myself included, gave shiurim about dealing with stress or dealing with the suffering, how to respond to communal suffering and so on, to show Chazal's perspective on that. Someone who is in tune with Torah recognizes that sometimes that a person can benefit from hearing words of encouragement from Chazal. So that's certainly also in the category of Nosei Ba'ol Im Chavero. In terms of learning, when the person in the process of learning, so Nosei Ba'ol Chavero sometimes can also mean listening to the views and the opinions of other people, right? They're valuing someone else's opinion, helping the person, sharpen his opinion and so on, even if I disagree with him. That's also in the category of Nosei Ba'ol Chavero. But like I say, in general, it's sensitivity to another person and recognize the other person as what to contribute. We learned earlier about, the person generally shouldn't judge by himself, alti don yechidi. And the Pasuk says in Koheles, tovim ha-shnayim min ha-echad, right? It's always better to have two than one. So you lend somebody a hand, you lend somebody a smile, you lend somebody a good vart or a thought from Torah, that can show support to the other people and show that you have care and concern for him. By the way, I'll just add that Nosei Ba'ol Chavero sometimes can mean davening on behalf of another person. Not only a person who's sick, but let's say a person who has some tzaras, and so you daven for another person, that's also, I think, would be in this category. On a different level, I think one can learn a little bit differently. Nosei Ba'ol Im Chavero, Nosei Ba'ol, your own burden, carrying your own ol, Im Chavero, with the assistance of somebody else. And this is true in general, just as we just suggested, that you can provide assistance and guidance and help to other people, you can also be willing to take it from other people. You care for somebody else, you want someone to care for you, and sometimes don't be embarrassed or don't be hesitant to take assistance from others. To help other people, help. Sometimes people don't know, I can do it myself. I mean, do it yourself. Sometimes you can do it yourself, but sometimes the fact that someone else is there to assist you, so it's a little different twist. Nosei Ba'ol Im Chavero, not sharing your friend's burdens, but sort of carrying your own burdens Im Chavero with the assistance of your friend. The truth of the matter is that this is true also again in the Talmud Torah realm. Especially if someone has to paskin shilas, you have to have people you can turn to ask for details that are not clear to you. For example, any person has to paskin shilas regularly in Hilchos Nida, these areas, has to have a doctor medical professional you can talk to, certainly this time, when we're dealing with this pandemic. So before issuing Piskei Halacha, you have to speak to people who have medical knowledge. There might be other times where a person asks for direction and guidance, and you have to speak to somebody who has a legal background or a business background to understand. The person can't be a dayan without understanding a little bit about business, how business works, and so on. So, even in the realm of psak and Torah guidance, it's also important to have somebody that you can talk to, and to talk to other people to offer your advice as well. Let's say you're not necessarily the biggest Talmud Chacham, but you have expertise in medical areas, so you share that with those people who have to paskin. So I think it's so many other things we saw are it's a two-way street. Next, number 38 is Machrio Lekavschus. Machrio Lekavschus basically means to judge other people favorably. Okay, on a simple sense, it means you give somebody else the benefit of the doubt. Okay, and you don't always be suspicious of somebody else's motives. People, unfortunately, have that tendency. When somebody does, he was doing it because of this reason, he's doing it because of that reason, he's got some ulterior motive. You don't have to be suspicious of other people's motives. Okay, but to flow from the previous point, if you judge somebody favorably, if you look at somebody favorably, so you will be willing to help them. Okay. In other words, you'll stick out your hand to help the person because you realize he's acting with Shem Shamayim, right? So I think that's an important notion of not just not giving, not just judging other people's favorableness in the negative sense of not rushing to judgment and not questioning other people's motives and giving other people the benefit of the doubt, but also in the positive sense. You'll help other people do what's right by judging somebody else favorably. Okay, so then you'll encourage them also and help them be able to do the right thing. Again, people are very, very quick. It's especially true today, unfortunately, in the media and social media and so on. It's especially true today that people jump on other people and question what their motives are and so on. Okay, it's important to recognize that you don't know the whole story. And there are countless stories of this where a person rushed to a conclusion on something because didn't know the whole picture. Okay, you don't understand, you didn't hear the whole story, and we judged somebody poorly. I remember once reading a story about a person who was a photographer for a wedding. I actually saw a photographer for a wedding. Weddings and bar mitzvahs, it's a different living. It's a photographer, so. He was trying out or whatever. He was interested in getting a certain job, a certain a wedding. And so one of the sides was willing to hire him. But then she called the woman or the husband, whoever it was in charge of making the arrangements, called back the photographer and said, "Listen, I'd like to hire you, but I heard from my chutanim from the other side that, we really they don't want to hire you because, you come late. You don't show up on time." And the person was taken aback and he was trying to think, it wasn't true. He always comes on time. He comes early and so on and so forth. And he just said, when did that happen? What wedding was it that I came late? I don't know. Because he was interested. And the person said, well, there was a wedding on such and such a date or whatever in such a place. And he was crestfallen. And he said, let me tell you what happened at that wedding. He said, I wasn't the photographer for that wedding initially. Okay, someone else was talking. I don't know who it was, but something happened, and the other photographer didn't show up. Whoever was hired did not show up to the wedding. Maybe he got mixed up in his schedule. Whatever happened, I don't know. Nothing to do with me. I got a frantic call. I happened to live near where that wedding hall was. Okay, and somebody there knew it, and I got a frantic call. Could I please come and do this job because the family's waiting and so on and so forth? And I hadn't been hired. They called me after X amount of time had gone by, and I dropped whatever else I was doing. I felt bad, chosin and kali, not going to be able to have pictures and so on. So I ran over there. Yeah, I was late because I wasn't hired for the job. I came as soon as I was called. And when you hear that. And now other people thought, oh, he was the photographer who was originally hired, and he showed up late. And so doing this chesed for somebody, being called to a wedding, mamish at the last minute, past the last minute, already started, and rushing over and so on to do somebody a favor, this ended up, unfortunately, sort of backfiring and ended up hurting his parnasa because people don't know the whole story. So it's very important in being Don Lekavskos, and I think that the expression Don Lekavskos, here it says Machrio Lekavskos, but you're a judge. So you have to look at people think favorably, okay? But again, it's also important to recognize that in terms of being a teacher, getting back to the realm of Kenyan Torah per se, okay, not just attributes or personality, but Kenyan Torah per se, someone who's a Rebbe has to also be favorable towards his Talmidim, okay, has to create a relationship. In this week's Sedra, I'm going to share something which my daughter said, and it doesn't work out with all the Mefarshim, it works out with some. My daughter once said it at one of her Sheva Brachas, she's a teacher. She said, Moshe Rabbeinu, not this week's Sedra, I'm sorry, the couple weeks, Parshas Chukas, Moshe Rabbeinu was not permitted to go into Eretz Yisrael, as we know. And what happened? There's a lot of different opinions exactly what he did wrong with hitting the rock and so on. But some say that it's because he referred to the people as rebels. Shimon HaMorim, right? Listen, you rebels. Right? Some say that was the aver of Moshe Rabbeinu. And what's interesting about that is what she suggested is that while that may not explain why he couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael, that did explain why he couldn't be the leader. Okay, why? Because once you've labeled people, once you've labeled someone, you're not going to be an effective teacher anymore. It's a very, I think, insightful comment. Moshe Rabbeinu could not be. He already had a perspective. He had a perception of them in his mind that they're rebels. And he may well have been right. Okay, I'm not saying they didn't deserve that, that response. But you're not going to be an effective leader if you've already determined in your mind who these students are or who these people are. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu disqualified himself as being a leader of Klal Yisrael to lead them in. Could have come in. The Medrash says he wanted to come in as a private person, but that also didn't work. Other reasons. But the point is that once you've labeled somebody, sometimes you have, rebellion. Oh, I got the dumb class. Okay. Well, if you go in there with the attitude that I've got the dumb class and these guys, you're not going to be effective. You may not have the top sheer, and it may have to be realistic, but don't label them, okay? They can be reached also. That's your job. That's your job. So a person who wants to be an effective Rebbe has to recognize, well, one second, okay? These boys who are who they are, but don't label them as losers or the dummies or sweat hogs, whatever the terms are that people usually use. I know that in MTA, I was always very makbid, and this was still makbid. We never refer to the shiurim as the Aleph Shir, the Beis Shir, A Shir, B Shir, and so on and so forth. Not that there's not a hierarchy, and not that the kids don't know that. Of course, there's a hierarchy. You know that which is the advanced Shir, the weaker Shir, but we don't refer to it that way. We always refer to it as Rabbi Phil. You can remember from Rabbi So and So Shir. What Shir are you in? Oh, I'm not. It's 11C or 10B. No, I'm in Rabbi So and So Shir. Well, it goes by the Rebbe, right? And there's much to that, and there's thought to that. Okay, I'm in the Rebbe so-and-so Shia. So now we have to look and we have to know, yeah, right, the kid who has this aptitude or this ability is going to be at this level. Kid has different aptitude, different ability is going to be a different level. But we don't refer to it, when we don't have to. We refer to it simply by the name of the Rebbe because, again, you don't want to label. Label can be, label can be very, very dangerous and compromise your effectiveness. As a Rebbe, I never liked also, sometimes you have a faculty meeting the beginning of the year, and one teacher, or Rebbe, whatever, says, oh, you have so-and-so? Good luck to you, right? Good luck to you. So, willy-nilly, that teacher, that Rebbe, whatever, walks into the classroom, and this kid may have decided over the summer to turn over a new leaf, and he's going to be better behaved or whatever, a more diligent student, but he already walks into the room, there's already two strikes on him before anything ever happened. All because somebody said, he's been labeled. It's very tough. It's tough not to do it, but it's a tough thing. So Mechriel Akavsko is to try and judge people favorably that they'll want to improve and so on. So I think that that's important in terms of teaching and being a Rebbe also. Number 39 for today, the last one for today is Mamido Al Ha'emes. Okay? Mamido Al Ha'emes. You set yourself on a path of truth to ascertain the truth. Okay? Sometimes you have to fight for emes. We know Chosama Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu emes, Moshe emes, Soroso emes, right? of pursuing emes is and certain Midos said, no, you should create the world, you shouldn't create the world. So among the one is not going to be Shalom. Emes objected because man will lie and it'll be true, it'll be not truthful and so on. So Kadosh Baruch Hu took Emes out of the equation, right? He threw Emes down to the ground. Emes, Meretz, Titzmach, right? It says they threw Emes down to the ground and then it was only Shalom. So 2-1. Okay, is in favor of creating the world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That's the Medrash. So some ask, well, why did he throw Emes out of the equation? Why not throw Shalom out of the equation? Also would have been 2-1, right? And so some answer, because you can't outvote Emes, right? If you have a vote and Emes is in the minority, Emes still wins. You can't outvote Emes, right? Emes, take Emes out of the equation, then there's something else to talk about. You can't outvote Emes, okay? Truth is truth. And that's really what to understand the, you know, the Torah is about. But I just want to focus for 1 second before we finish up on the word ma'amido. Ma'amido. Ma'amido ala emes. It's not just the best you can do for somebody is help a person stand on his own 2 feet, all right? And therefore, somebody who understands Torah, who's acquired success in Torah, as we've discussed, can be mamid other people. It's mamid. You pick people up. You pick people up through being truthful. It's such an important midah, the idea being that someone should see that if you're a Torah personality, so you pursue Yashrus, as we discussed the other day, you pursue Emes, as we're discussing today, and that will help other people stand up straight. Sometimes people are crooked, they have all kinds of, ulterior motives, and so on and so forth, and you're pursuing Emes, okay? And, but the idea of Mamido, we often live in a world where we knock people down a little bit. We see someone else is successful, so we try and find something negative about him. No, Mamido. And Mamido and ala emes to bring him truthfully where he is. I'll just conclude. There is a din, you know, brought in the Shulchan Aruch, after 120 years, and somebody dies, when you say a eulogy, a hesped, so you're not supposed to exaggerate. It says the Shulchan Aruch like that. In the Hilchos Aveilos, you're not allowed to exaggerate. I mean, honestly, sometimes you go to a Levaya and you hear some of the drushes, you wonder if that you're at the right Levaya, right? Because that's not the person, it doesn't sound like the person you knew, okay? But but it says in the Shulchan Aruch, a little bit of exaggeration is mutter. So the Tav is on the page. The Achronim is, what do you mean a little? A little lie is okay. Why is a little lie okay? I mean, you have to be truthful. So we have to tell the truth. So what do you mean? A little bit of exaggeration is okay. So some suggest, I think it's the Chiddush and the Birkei Yosef suggests over there, basically, that no, it's like this, okay? That when you, since normally people tend to devalue another person, and knock the person down a little bit, okay? So by, that's how you look at another person. So by exaggerating a little, what you did, you came back to the truth. In other words, we always look at people as being a little worse than they truthfully are, but so you can exaggerate a little bit. That is the truth. It's not like the Tazias Mali Sheker Muat Mali Sheker Muruba, some lashon like that. I forgot the exact lashon. What's it? The little bit of the, you can't lie a little bit. No, you're not lying, because by exaggerating, by building the person up a little bit, you bring him back to where he really was. Because the tendency that you have, that I have, to look at another person and try and bring him down a few pegs. So you exaggerate, bring him up a few pegs. That's the truth. That's Mamido Alemes. You bring the person back to where he truthfully belongs. Okay, this is some insights over here. We'll have Shirim and Shem at 10:30.
Okay. Thank you.